The View from Planet Nancy.
Hello, I'm Nancy Casey. I remember how surprised I was the first time somebody dismissed my opinion by calling me just a granola. It was an opinion about a decor. Too much chrome, I said. Too many hard, bright surfaces. Too much black and white. Oh, you're just a granola. I suppose so. Paisley and cushions, incense, earth tones and purple. But just a granola? I thought combat boots and skirts like curtains were evidence of following a higher calling. Just a granola? Excuse me while I clean my granny glasses and adjust the fringe on my beaded shawl. Just a granola? My credentials shall not be eroded, for I make the best granola in the world. I will tell you how, and then you can make the best granola in the world, too. There's a scrap of paper older than the kitchen tacked to the wall, and it lists the guidelines for granola. I hesitate to say recipe because it's local taste, local conditions, and local inspiration that are critical in the making of the best granola in the world. The guidelines prevent your creativity from sending you too far off the mark. They say, half a cup of honey, stick of butter, 5 cups of nuts, 4 cups of fruit, and 16 cups of oats. Right off, I gotta tell you, I do it different. I don't use oats exactly. I use half-rolled oats and half-rolled barley, because I like it better that way. But that part's not till later. First, you gotta make the slurry. Melt some butter and some honey in a big pan. Think about what else you can add. A package of forgotten fruit from the bottom of the freezer is always good. A small glop of peanut butter, perhaps. Traces and dashes of secret ingredients. Vanilla, cinnamon if you like it. Salt, a homeopathic dose of unsweetened chocolate. Fruit juice, an overripe banana. Stir it all in, melt it down, and add enough water to make about 3 quarts. Grind up the nuts. 5 cups of nuts. Whatever kind of nuts you like, or can afford. Pour the nuts into the slurry and heat it until it boils like hot lava. And now for the oats. In a great big pan, layer the oats with the nut slurry, and then stir it all up and let it sit to give the oats some time to absorb the juicy goodness. Then you have to put it on cookie sheets and toast it, which will be a personal education into the functioning of your oven. Maybe you should preheat the oven to 250, or maybe 400. It just depends on your oven, how even the heat is, how moist the granola is, and how much patience you have. The trick is to know that just before the nuts and grains start to burn, some of the carbohydrates turn to sugar, and that's when the granola is most perfect and delicious. Of course, after it burns, it's not so great. With some attention, you figure out the right assembly line system for your situation, and when all the granola is toasted, you let it cool. Then you mix in the dried fruit. About 4 cups, I guess. A little coconut is nice. Raisins work. But for the best granola in the world, use local fruit. For me, that's sweet cherries, nectarines, pears, and apples. Just keep cutting them up and drying them in raisin-sized pieces when they're in season, and when people ask, whatever are you going to do with all of that fruit, you can tell them that you're going to put it in the best granola in the world. And it really will be the best granola in the world. You have it on the highest authority, because it takes one to know one. That's The View from Planet Nancy. Thank you for listening. I'll see you in orbit.
Transcripts of this and other editions of The View from Planet Nancy are available at authornancycasey.com, where you can also sign up for a podcast and leave your comments. The View from Planet Nancy is produced with help from Radio Free Moscow in Moscow, Idaho, and at krfp.org. Music by Kevin MacLeod.